What are the lessons learned, and how do we move forward from here without HQ2? We've been getting some Chicago perspectives over the last day or so, and we want to bring in Eric Sedler this morning, managing partner and founder of Kivit. Kivit is a strategic communications and public relations firm, public affairs firm, headquartered right here in Chicago. Eric, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I want to start first by getting your reaction to the news, your thoughts on the Amazon headquarters going elsewhere.
Well, to me, the headline for Chicago is that everything I'm going to say is based on published reports. To me, the headline for Chicago is that we probably were number three or four in the search. And if you look at the whole situation, you have 238 cities that initially submitted bids. And at the end of the day, we know that as recently as last month, Amazon only came back for second visits to three locations, to New York, Newark, and Chicago. And there was some follow-up apparently with Miami and obviously with D.C. So, of course, it would be great from my perspective had Amazon come to Chicago, but I think that there are a lot of very, very positive outcomes that we can point to. Certainly, there are a few lessons learned. I think everybody understood that if we had any sort of drag on our bid, it was related to the issues of city and state government. And when you look at the reports that Amazon apparently required some kind of commitment from the governors of New York, the governor of New York and the mayor of New York, that they basically had to say, we're going to get along here, that it does show you that having government work together and be well-functioning did matter to Amazon. But if we put that important point aside, and we look at the fact that, as I said, Amazon only came back for second visits to three cities. Chicago was one of them. That we were clearly in the top, arguably the top three to four finalists. And I think that it gives us a lot of momentum and a lot of opportunity to move forward here.
And not only moving forward, but moving forward together in a way that a lot of different stakeholders came together for this bid, came together working with, in some cases, different interests, all moving together as one. That's a good thing in any case, but especially if you're trying to land something big.
Well, I agree. I think that just to give credit where credit is due, I thought Danny Ecker at Cranes wrote a great piece, I think yesterday, where he made the point that there were really probably four development sites that were realistically had potential to land Amazon. And one of the great outcomes of this process is those development sites have those developers got themselves organized. They put aggressive plans together, and now those sites are ready to be marketed to another major company. So while it's not going to be Amazon, certainly there are many other companies that are going to be looking for either corporate headquarters or major corporate locations. And we have at least four sites that are really, really premier locations that have marketing plans put together, that have use plans put together, and that are ready to go. And that was all done by the private sector. And I think that that's one of the most important outcomes here. And it did show that the Chicago real estate community, the city and the state could work together and put a bid together. And so I do think that for all those reasons, there are some real, there's a real benefit here. And again, to me, that's really probably the single most important outcome here is that we now have multiple sites that are really, really premier corporate locations. And hopefully, sooner rather than later, we'll be seeing more activity about companies wanting to come to those areas.
Eric, how important is it for us now to sort of move forward, maybe even focus on some companies in Chicago? Maybe there's a startup here in Chicago that could be the next Amazon or some other entity that it could grow into something like that. Doubling down on efforts to grow from within, how important is that?
Well, I think there are two parts to that. First of all, let's not lose sight of the fact that there have been multiple announcements of major companies expanding in Chicago already recently. Facebook announced a 260,000 square foot lease. Google announced they're adding 100,000 square feet. There have been reports that Salesforce is talking to Chicago about a major expansion of up to 500,000 square feet. There have been other expansions. So, first of all, those things are already going on. And then secondly, there are absolutely opportunities now for Chicago-based companies and companies that are already here to expand and to go into new areas. And we've seen examples of this already. We saw the recent announcement of Walgreens moving from Deerfield downtown to the former post office site. And so I do think that this whole Amazon process put a bit of a spotlight on the opportunities for companies to look at Chicago and to see the kind of premier development sites that we have in the city. And so I think we would all be excited about seeing Chicago area companies or Chicago-based companies looking at these sites and coming to the market. And as I said, I think the great news is that we know that these sites are really ready now, and hopefully that'll create great opportunities.
I think something that Howard Tolman, the former CEO of 1871, wrote yesterday in the Tribune jumps out. He says, you're really never really out of the game unless you wallow in regret more than dream big. Chicago's dreams are alive and well. That seems like a positive step, positive words to move forward on.
Yeah, I agree. The mayor said it somewhat more succinctly, maybe, when he said, you know, if you don't compete, you can't win. And so, again, I don't think anybody, you know, loves the fact that we went through the process and we came up short in that respect. But, again, I think at the end of the day, Chicago was clearly in the top five, and there's just no question about that. And so I think it gives us a lot of momentum. I think, as I said, it establishes a lot of clear direction in terms of the kind of premier sites that are available for corporations to have in Chicago, whether that's Chicago-based companies, Chicago-area companies, or companies from elsewhere. And so, again, there's no question that we can look back at this process and say that the real estate community worked closely together, the city worked closely, the state worked collaboratively as needed with the city, and so all the different, and the civic community, the business civic leaders in the city coming together. And so there is a lot to look at and say that Chicago really put together a first-class bid, and that we have hopefully some very, very good momentum in the near future here.
Eric, we always appreciate your perspective. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Great. Thanks for having me. It was great to talk to you.
Eric Sedler, managing partner and founder of Kivit, the Chicago-based communications and public affairs firm.